Back here on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app, Connor Harbutt with you, joined by the winning head coach here tonight, that being Coach Corey Schweiss of the Central Rebels. Coach, what a ball game, and we're just in week two here. There's not many words I can use, or at least not, I don't know the right words to say to describe this ball game, but it was a great one pretty much from start to finish tonight. Two evenly matched teams that ultimately ends up in overtime. You guys coming out on top with a little bit of trickeration. Tell me a little bit about how you thought the boys performed tonight.
Well, I mean, I thought they had a good game. I mean, other than the four turnovers, which absolutely kill us. But, you know, if you win a game where you lose the turnover battle by four, you're probably pretty fortunate. We were pretty fortunate there. But it also shows the resiliency of our guys. You know, I know we've been underdogs. This group has been underdogs. I know if underdogs and Central don't go good together, because we've been pretty good lately. But a lot of people knew that we graduated a bunch of people the last couple of years, and, you know, they just assumed we were going to be down. But this group, they've shown me so far that they're going to at least fight. I mean, this Jefferson team is a pretty good football team. I don't know how good they're going to end up being, but I would think they're going to be a factor in Class 2 this year. They're pretty good. Their quarterback's a stud. They've got good skill players. They run to the ball. They've got good line play. They've got everything it takes to be a good football team, and Coach Atlee's a hell of a coach. So, you know, it was a good win for us.
Take me through that final play, because there was a lot about that I think makes it a fantastic play call, because one, no timeouts, your players knew to line up in that formation and get set to do it. And then the execution as well. Pig to Patterson. Patterson puts a great ball in there to Black, who is wide open. Take me through that play call and, well, how the boys really executed what the game-winning play tonight.
Well, it's just one of those plays that you know, you practice a handful of times. It's not like you spend a lot of time on it. We've ran it over the years. You know, they executed it. You know, we have some one-word plays that we call, and that was one of them. And, you know, we just called it, and they went out there. And the thing was, we were worried about was August had been out cramping. And, you know, he's been the one repping that position. We could have tried to get somebody else to go in there, but it was going to take a little explaining to do. We didn't have any timeouts, like you said, so we just asked August. I said, can you go? And he said, yeah, he'll go. So I didn't know if he was going to start cramping in the middle of his route or not, but, you know, we put Karras over there. We knew that they would know where he was at, and he ran the post, and it took everybody with him, and it just freed up the whole side for Karras coming out of the backfield. But Brody threw a good ball. You know, I think he kind of bobbled the snap a little bit and then threw it back to Patterson. Patterson, who's been sitting over here all night, comes in as a senior, makes a perfect pass, and can't be happier for Braden, for sure.
Kind of jumped in front of me, so I'll go ahead and ask it now. August Black, is he going to be okay moving forward? Just a little bit of cramping?
Yeah, he was just cramping, you know, his calf was getting real tight, so he's good to go. I'm sure he's feeling a lot better by now.
I want to talk about the defense as well, because as you said, Jefferson's a team with some skill players. Cooper Frisk, Noah Bueller, Logan Vandeven, all making plays here tonight, but the defense really made some great stops. Lots of plays for losses tonight. What did you kind of notice they were doing offensively, and what kind of adjustments did you make to make the stops that you needed tonight?
Well, first of all, Coach Strange did a heck of a job calling the defense tonight. You know, Coach Jones helps him, and those guys are a good tag team. And they put the guys in good positions, but really our players made plays. You know, they are a good football team, and our players, you can't say enough about our defense. Our offense put them in a bad position a lot of the night. You know, we had those four turnovers in pretty bad spots. One of the turnovers could have easily been a touchdown if Silas Richardson doesn't make a tremendous tackle like at the 11, and then we're able to hold them out. They had another turnover that was a pick six. We just really put our defense in a bad spot all night. And for our defense to come up big, you know, even after they scored the touchdown in overtime, time to stop them on the two-point play, another big stop there, because that gave us the opportunity to do what we did in overtime and win the football game. So yes, our defense, kudos to them. I thought they had an outstanding night.
Next week you got the Fredericktown Blackcats at home. What do you expect from them? What should that game look like?
Well, it'll be our first conference game, so it'll be big. It'll be nice to be back at Rebel Field. You know, Steve does a tremendous job with them since he's been there. They've continually gotten better. He's got kids to come out. I think we had a triple overtime game with him last year. So I wouldn't expect it to be much different than last time we played them. And tonight, I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think that's just who we are right now. And I like the resiliency of our kids. And hopefully they're getting used to these and being used to, you know, coming out on the winning side of them.
Absolutely. Well, tell you what, Coach, we'll see you out there next week over in Park Hills. But congrats on the big win here tonight, and again, we'll see you next Friday.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.